Gangrene.
Season 9, episode 12-ish?
12. Yeah. Let's call it 12.
Okay. We keep on losing track because we are out doing very important things.
We're in that locker room.
But we are back.
We're doing those.
I have David to my left and Stats to my right, and that doesn't matter to anybody listening to us, but
I think it's good to paint a picture. Yeah. If you really want to be specific, we're kind of at 45 degree angles to you, Kurt.
Yeah,
that's true.
Okay.
Speaking about painting a picture, what are you actually drawing over there?
Pentagrams.
Oh, that's cool. That's weird.
They started as X's and then they just kind of evolved.
That happens, you know?
Yep. Yeah.
Is that like the devil pentagram?
And now that's a six and
two more sixes?
It's more of a tilde.
Yeah. Do you live next to that Burbs? You know, remember the movie The Burbs with Tom Hanks?
Yeah, Tom Hanks. Yeah.
I want to kill everyone. Satan is good. Satan is a pal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah, it was
a good soundbite for me. Everyone's phone just went crazy.
Yeah, well, maybe there's hot news. Oh, no, it's just Mike.
Okay.
It's just Mike DeLeer on the old group chat. He's saying, ha, ha, ha.
Oh, boy.
So, welcome back, everybody.
Hi, how are you?
I think the last time we all talked, Jay Crowder wasn't hurt.
And, Fife Dog was still alive. So, God rest his soul.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Let me go get
my iPad.
For 1 second, I used to start every show going microphone check one two.
What is this? Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. No, it's all a dream.
Yep.
I used to read Word Up magazine. Wrong.
Is that what we're doing today?
Yeah. You know what? We might as well. I mean, what the hell else is there to talk about?
The Celtics playoff seating is what.
Okay.
What the hell else there is to talk about?
All right. So let's do it. So where do you think we're going to fall?
Six.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I said last show. I'm sticking to it.
You're sticking to it.
Yeah.
So six will make us play three. Three is going to be right now looking like
Atlanta.
Atlanta, right?
Yeah, let's do it. 2007 style.
Atlanta. Wait, what's that dude's name? Dennis Schroeder?
Yep. The German.
With his little weird hair?
Yeah, the German dude.
Yeah.
They're in fifth now. They're tied on with their record with the Hornets. They got the Heat in front of them, the Hawks.
Now,
the last game
of the season this year is against the Heat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's a potential where it'll be an eight-game playoff if we actually do play the Heat in the playoffs.
It'll be a two-game swing in the standings, potentially.
Yeah? So, I mean, that makes for an interesting...
It could be for home court, I guess, right?
Yeah?
Well, no.
Potentially.
I mean, if we're going to stick to playing... The Heat?
I'm just guessing six, that's all.
I mean, there's a possibility. I mean...
Well, because first of all, they're on that West Coast right now.
Yeah.
I mean, not to make the show dated when anyone listens to it, but...
Right.
So they got their ass kicked by the Clippers.
Yeah.
They beat Phoenix. They're going to win maybe one more and lose two more. The five-game swing, at best, they're going to win two games.
Yeah, they're probably not going into Golden State and winning.
Probably not.
They have Portland, I think, tonight or tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
And what's the last one? Last one, the Lakers?
Yes.
Yeah, the last
Kobe
Bryant
hope
game.
To hell.
Sunday they play
they
the Lakers.
They beat the Lakers, right?
Well, I mean, you would assume right off the bat. I mean, I obviously can't assume, but you would hope that they would beat the Lakers. So.
Stranger things have happened
especially on
West Coast trips.
I mean,
who knows?
We can go and beat the Warriors. I mean, we almost beat them the last time. It took 16 overtimes.
Yeah.
But
too bad we weren't playing horseshoes.
Yeah. But then we come home and we sort of have kind of a not easy but relatively not that difficult rest of the way. The Pelicans, the Bucks, and then you know we'll play the Hawks.
But the problem is we're so close. That whole like 3 through 7 is a big bunch of the same.
They're all within a game or two of each other, and the last three games are against the Hawks, Hornets, and Heat, who are the three teams that you're. Positioning yourself
potentially going to play.
So those last three games could actually decide the seeding.
Probably.
The last three games are probably the most
Which I tell you what, that makes the regular season kind of fun, right? Down the stretch.
Yeah, makes it.
Without
a
doubt.
As a fan, that's great. I love it.
Games that matter, right?
Yeah.
Because really, I mean, honestly, from here on in, I mean, like you said, the Trailblazers and the Warriors are going to be a tough go. I mean, we can hold our own against the Trailblazers. The Warriors are probably going to kill us. But like, from here on in, after the Warriors game, it's win or die, you know? I mean, you really have to bring a lot to the table now. Hopefully with the Jay Crowder coming back, and then...
I think that's hurt us a lot.
Well, it definitely has.
What do you think, Stats?
Anytime you lose your best player, right?
Yeah. Is it, like, can we decide that he's our best player now?
Yeah, I mean, I think Isaiah Thomas is your best scorer.
Yeah.
But overall, on both ends of the court, I think.
I feel like losing Crowder is like, you know, in Temple of Doom when the heart gets ripped out, right?
Jay Crowder got hurt that Cleveland game in the beginning of March, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully they can have a, you know, a heart transplant or something.
Yeah.
Get that healed. But, yeah, I mean, him being out is a big – it's a big issue. I mean, it's forces Evan Turner back into the lineup. It does a lot of different things that, you know, haven't been good for the Celtics.
Terry Rozier's getting some playing time.
Yeah, and some of that's, you know, injuries to other guys or fatigue and saving stuff for the playoffs, and that's fine. But, you know, you got to let Jordan Mickey get a run here. You got to let Terry Rozier stretch their legs, you know, because they're not going to get any time down the stretch. So.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, technically, we haven't been that bad. I mean, it looked a lot bad. It looked a lot worse than what it was, but without Crowder, with 5-5. So, I mean... But that
it's not great.
It's not great, but it's, I mean, it's not as bad as like you would think it would be.
You just watch them and you feel, you can just tell, you know, there's some missing.
You know, you could just see it.
You know,
I mean, you know that something's missing. The whole up and down.
I certainly miss them.
Oh, of course.
The scary thing is it's a high ankle strain, which is, as far as injuries go, it's pretty vague and it's pretty, you know.
He could come back. He's practicing today.
Yeah.
He's supposed to play tomorrow, but
he... But, you know, a chance of a recurrence, something you got to be worried about. It's not something.
And now, so if he comes back and he's not 100%, now all of a sudden you're looking at a first-round exit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think that was always going to be the case, depending on the matchup. I mean, hopefully they do enough to avoid the Rockets or the Raptors and the Cavs again.
Yeah.
But, you know, if they get stuck going to Atlanta or going to Miami, Miami gets Chris Bosh back for the playoffs, maybe. You know, those are going to be tough series.
I would really, really, really enjoy if they locked up a home court position. I don't see it happening.
No, but it would be. I mean, you have a better shot of going.
Yeah.
To another round if we have home court.
Yeah. Even definitely. if it was the four, just to show the progression,
right.
of course, 8 seed last year, right? Or 7 seed.
We were 8 last year.
8 last year, just to kind of move.
We were done. We were done. I mean, honestly, we were done in 2 games last year.
Yeah.
You know.
No, we were the 7 last year.
Where were we the 7?
Because we played Cleveland and they were the 2.
Yeah, because Atlanta ran away with it. That's what I thought. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Atlanta was amazing last year.
Yeah.
They had the same chemistry write-up as the Warriors did, where it's just, it's not about three, it's about the whole team.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll see where they fall. I think we're going to talk about, like, sort of that stuff later, but we'll see where they fall here at the end. I mean, they kind of control their own destiny, which is good. They're not really a danger to fall out of the playoffs, but you also don't want them to fall to 7 or 8.
I really can't see them falling completely out of the playoffs.
Yeah,
I don't want. I don't want 7 or 8 though.
No.
I want exactly, a chance.
Yeah.
I want a chance to win a series.
Right.
I do.
You have a better shot of beating Atlanta than you would
Toronto.
Toronto. Cleveland. I mean, we only won 1 game in Toronto this year.
Yeah. And that was the one that Lowry didn't play, right?
Right. Yeah. So I mean, right then, right off the bat, you're like, Well, their best player's not on the court, so let's crush them.
I think Toronto, honestly, I think this is kind of a Celtics podcast, but I think Toronto is going to give the Cavs a run for their money.
You think?
Yeah.
Think it's because of Drake?
Well, doesn't hurt.
Because, I mean, who's Cleveland got on the sidelines?
No, but I think Atlanta has future, so, you know.
See? So.
Kind of balances out.
Yeah.
But Cleveland's got no one, and that's,
we need
that's Cleveland's
kinda,
problem.
Do we have a hip-hop star on our sidelines, or is it just still like Belle Biv DeVoe?
I think we're still leaning on, like, you know,
Mocky Mock and the Funky
Bon Jovi and whatever the hell else they play when you go to the Celtics games.
I don't think Bon Jovi's from Boston.
No, but they still play those stupid
Jersey
songs.
Boy, right?
Yeah.
No, but I mean.
I mean, they play Drake like during Raptors games. That's why I'm.
Well, Drake,
well, he owns
them. I'm pretty. No. Nah,
yeah, well, no.
No,
he owns,
just.
He has
he's
a very.
The, he's the Billy Crystal.
Ticket holder. Yeah.
He's the Billy Crystal of, or Jack Nicholson of Toronto.
Let's not say Billy Crystal.
Well, Billy Crystal is. He's at every Clippers game.
He's a player.
Billy Crystal?
I saw him in spring training one time.
Billy Crystal?
Oh. That was for the Yankees.
For the Yankees? Yeah. He was also in that movie where he was the referee for the NBA.
Ah, that was a good movie, I think.
Oh, He Got Game? No, that was Ray Allen.
No, that was like When Harry Met Sally, I think. I think it was.
I don't know.
Some romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Meg Ryan was in it, I think. Probably.
Meg Ryan's in every Billy Crystal movie. She's also in every Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah.
She kind of fell off the earth, though.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, she's...
She got thrown into the volcano.
I don't mind her.
Joe versus the volcano.
I recall. Yeah. Yes.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at what Meg Ryan's
doing. You've Got Mail, which is my mom's favorite movie.
You Got Mail. You know,
she will watch it 4,000 times.
Surprisingly, do you know who's in You Got Mail?
Tom Hanks.
No, Dave Chappelle.
Oh, really?
Yeah, look it up.
Yeah. I'll be like, my, you know, this is the same as... You know, Sleepless in Seattle.
Season 9, episode 12. This is what we do now. We don't even talk Celtics basketball. You got to hear about playoffs. Now we're going to talk about Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan movies.
And my mom's movie habits.
How is Meg Ryan still in stuff? Because she's got like 2 credits for 2015.
I don't think she's cute anymore, though. Is she still cute? I wish we had a director.
On Reputation.
I don't know. You think Tom Hanks, she's just riding those Tom Hanks coattails?
I don't know.
All
right, let's take a break.
I mean, she was born in 61, so she's only like a couple of years younger than D'Elia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Well, no, D'Elia was born in 32. I mean, you know, D'Elia's close to like 90. 70? No. 120? He's way over his 80s now.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break.
Old ass dude.
We will come back and we will talk about your Atlanta theory and others.
Maybe a Jay Crowder three-way.
We'll be right back.
All right. Gangrene TV on iTunes is brought to you by Viking Motorsports. For all your general repairs and performance upgrades, Viking Motorsports is located on 134 Newbury Street, Peabody, Mass. That's Route 1 South, 978-536-3278. Make sure to rate and review us on iTunes, and thank you to Viking Motorsports.
And we are back. And the Celtics are going to be just like Atlanta.
Any of the new teams?
The Grizzlies from a few years ago. The Clippers, who beat the bag out of us the other night.
Yeah, but the Clippers are kind of like a...
And what I mean by this is it hit me the other day that I'm afraid that like the Celtics are on this progression.
Yeah.
And they get to a point where they're... the quote-unquote darlings of the regular season or the playoffs or something, and they get to an East Finals or maybe even the Finals, and then
that's it.
1 year, and then that they're
kind of like an OKC when Harden was on the team when they did make it to the Finals, and then just kind of crapped out after that.
Yeah,
I mean they're consistently playoff bound, but that's slowly fading away too.
I mean, I think you have to be careful with how you, like, categorize teams. Like, I think sometimes teams get lost because of, like, who they went up against and that kind of stuff. Like we're because of, like, when we grew up and stuff, we're always going to remember the Stockton Malone Jazz.
Yep.
Even though they didn't win anything. We're always going to remember that Kings team that never won anything.
Patrick Ewing and the Knicks.
Yep, same thing. But are you going to, like, you know, like, you wouldn't call... The Spurs this year are a failure, right? I mean, they're any other year, the Spurs are like the talk of the NBA. They're going to win like 60-plus games, you know, and that's with resting guys. But because they play in the same conference as Golden State, and because they, in all likelihood, may lose to Golden State in the Western Conference Finals, like, are you going to completely forget about that team?
Right.
You know? So you kind of have to be careful about it. But there is something to be said about a team that, like, builds up to knock on the door but never pushes it down. And I think that's what the Clippers are. Like they I don't know if they're ever going to do better than they've already done, you know, because I don't think they have the firepower to beat either of those teams I just mentioned, the Spurs or the Warriors this year. And that's wasting Chris Paul's prime, Blake Griffin's prime,
crazy
DeAndre
year
Jordan's
by
prime.
JJ Redick.
Yeah,
like.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's
like,
you know,
they're doing everything right now.
Exactly, but it's not enough because they're running up against,
right,
you know, one of the best all-time teams, right?
Right.
You know, and you could say the same. We've probably forgot about a lot of, you know, teams that went up against the Bulls at that time, you know, at least like the Cleveland team with Mark Price and, you know, some of the Detroit teams. And, you know, some of these teams are going to get lost in the shuffle. A lot of, you know, Reggie Miller's teams that never won a championship. You know, some of those guys have kind of, you know, elongated their reign as, you know, color guys on TV, like Charles Barkley and that kind of thing. But there's something to be said to be worried about, you know, what you're building towards. Are you building to, you know, this has always been my thing, is are you building to be a champion or are you building to progress in the playoffs? And they're two different things, but I think we probably disagree on how you go about doing them, because some people would say that you need to be the 76ers and tank and stockpile assets and picks.
You know what? That doesn't seem to be working at all. They've tanked for the last, what, 5-6 years? Honestly, when was the last time the 76ers were any good? 2003 with Iverson, when they made it to the finals?
No, they had some good teams during the Celtics run. I mean, they weren't great teams.
They weren't great, but they weren't.
The Elton Brand, Thad Young. Right. Evan Turner came along later. Andre Iguodala team.
I feel whatever's going on in the front office in Philly, it's not working anymore. I mean, and I know they've changed hands a couple of times, but like that whole tank and let's get the first round, you're at 6 years strong now, and you still can't get out of the basement.
Yeah, I mean, they
and don't tell me the basement's hot. I mean, the East. I mean, don't tell me that getting out of the basement's a tough deal. The East isn't anything great. I mean, you got a lot of just dump teams in the East now, but
they're doing better. You know, they're doing better than Brooklyn right now, right?
Well, I mean, Philly's still last place, and they're just gonna. I don't even think they're gonna win 10 games right now. Philly's the Brooklyn's got 21 games.
Oh yeah,
this year.
So I mean, you know, it's they had a plan and they stuck to it. That was their idea for how to make a championship team, was to get multiple top five picks and go from there. But I think what we're talking about with the Celtics team is, are they building towards mediocrity or are they building towards a championship? And I think it's a tough question to answer.
We still have to wait and see.
Yeah, especially with how many assets and stuff that they have, but it is something to be scared of, right? Because that, you know, it's said all the time, but that middle ground in the NBA is just, it's tough to deal with because you're good, but you're not good enough to get over the hill.
Right.
So
I think it's funny how the NBA just kind of transforms into something almost every generation. It's like when we were growing up, the Jordan era, it was just, I mean, you can go ahead and credit everybody on the Bulls for all those championships, but like Jordan was that guy. It was that one solid player. And then a lot of teams went with that model, where it was like one solid player. And then all of a sudden it turned into the big three. I mean, back in the 80s, it was a big three type scenario too. But like as time progressed, it was the big three. And now it's more of a whole team. I mean, look at Atlanta last year. Look at Golden State last year. Look at those teams.
I mean, Golden State has an all-world player on it.
Correct. But they also have like everybody's in that all-world player. Keeps everybody in line, where I feel like there's no longer that big three. You don't hear like big three in Golden State. Granted, you hear Steph Curry in Golden State, but there's no more of that big three model anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like Cleveland's the only one still working on the big three model, and that's not really working at all over there.
You're going swimmingly up there.
Yeah, I would not be surprised at all next year if LeBron leaves.
I should opt. Maybe the Celtics can sign him.
I would absolutely. I mean, I'm not going to deny the fact that he's a great player. I would absolutely hate that. I mean,
instant contender.
I can't speak for you guys, but seriously, that is like a big pile of douche right there.
Yeah.
That'd be a tough one to swallow.
It would be.
I think what we're talking about, though, is like, maybe it's just how we view teams and how we evaluate teams and how we've gotten better at watching team basketball.
Yeah.
Like, you think back to the Jordan era, could you watch every Chicago game? Unless you lived in Chicago, you really couldn't, right?
Right.
You know, you lived in Boston, you're seeing the national games and the playoffs, right. And that's about it. You couldn't watch, you know, you couldn't watch the games where Pippen was taking over, that kind of thing. I think with the you know, proliferation of statistics and, you know, availability of games and stuff, I think it's a lot easier.
You can watch any game at any time, any day.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think it's a lot easier to appreciate.
Even if the game's been over for a week, you can go back and
watch it. It's a lot easier to appreciate Draymond Green, but it's also easier to appreciate, you know, guys further down the bench that,
right.
You know, it makes it seem like more of a team. It makes it seem like, you know, when the Spurs have that big 7'3" Boban guy come in, it like
you mean the villain from Superman movies, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think he looks like elongated Jaws from Bond, but
it's right, he does.
But you know, when he comes in, I think you just kind of realize how much the NBA is 1 through 12, and maybe it's more because the game's gotten more competitive. Yeah. Maybe that's why. Maybe the athletes are better, maybe they're training better, maybe we understand more about injuries and that kind of stuff. Maybe we understand more about the game. But for whatever reason, you're right. I think it takes more of a team than it does. But it might have always been that. We just might not have noticed it.
It has. I mean, I'm sure it has. But, like, I like the fact that, I guess, in the media and in the basketball world, we kind of went away from that big three. You know, because it's – I mean –
But I mean, it's also just
catchphrases too. Because
it is catchphrases.
You could look
too.
At Golden State and you have Thompson, Curry, and Green.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
There you go.
Oh, I mean, you could pick a big three out of every team. But like, I like it now because it's more of it's a team atmosphere. Like, what do you think was going through Rondo's head in 08 where it's like all big three, big three, big three. But Rondo's like, well, I'm a contributing member too. Kendrick Perkins,
Rondo,
I'm a contributing member too. Why is it always about them? That kind of, I don't want to say, obviously didn't throw any kind of tear in the system of the 08 Celtics because outcome was outstanding. But I mean, in a way, if you're kind of like a player who can't take a back seat to yourself and your ego, that's got to sting a little where it's like, you're talking about this guy, but. Jesus Christ, what about me?
I think a lot of that has to do with coverage. I think the big three thing is a lot easier to take in on a national perspective because you don't have the time to go 1 through 12 and figure out who everyone is, what their specialities are, that kind of thing. Like, but, you know, the local team, like the 08 team, I remember, you know, Paul Pierce as much as I remember James Posey and
Posey and Eddie House were big
and
on
Eddie
that
House
team.
And I remember Scott, like some of my best memories of going to the games that year were the game where Scott Pollard got injured and some guy in the crowd was yelling about vengeance and you know that kind of stuff. And I think you kind of, you know, maybe it's a little different when you see the team every game. It seems more like a spread out, you know, 1 through 12 thing than a big three thing. But, you know, maybe it's just marketing. Maybe it's just maybe it's the evolution of the game. You know, maybe it's that, you know, now we're playing, you know, deeper teams, deeper rotations, you know.
But like all things, it'll just go back to something else.
So the moral of the story is the Celtics just better win another championship.
Well, I mean, that's
they'll win someday. It's
that's the end all be all. I mean, you have to keep going forward on this track. I mean, what you're doing now is way ahead of schedule. I mean,
we'll see. If they lose in the first round again, then it's not.
True. But, I mean, you're talking about a team of nobodies who are progressed this well already.
Can we get over the nobody thing? I think Isaiah Thomas has pretty much said
somebody. I mean, in the media, in the NBA media, they'll keep saying nobody. But, like,
I think he's catching on within the media.
But that kind of pumps those guys up, too, where it's like, well, I'm somebody. Yeah. And I'm going to show you that I'm somebody.
I mean,
I'm going to drop 38 points a game.
There is something to it, Kirk, because if you're, you know, if every NBA team dissolves today and you're redrafting the entire NBA, how long would you wait until you took a Celtics player? Past pick 60, right?
Okay. That's it. Right there. Stop. That's next time's show. We're gonna
We don't have time for that.
No, I think we do. I think we can do it.
No, but yeah, you're probably right.
Right? I mean, you know, that's...
Who's your first Celtics pickup?
See, the difference with the Celtics is that, you know, maybe you don't pick a Celtic until 60, but maybe you've picked 9 Celtics by the time you get to 100, whereas, you know, you only picked a couple... Maybe I got my numbers off because...
Well, if you had to pick right now, who's your first Celtics player?
Probably Crowder.
Okay, and what pick would you pick him in?
3.
Your team already lost.
See,
it's already lost. You're already
pick,
the, You're already the 76ers.
First pick, Kobe. Second pick, Dylon. Third pick, Dylon. Fourth pick, Dylon.
Dylon, Dylon, Dylon.
He spits hot fire. What do you want me to say, Dave?
What are you going to do? What are you supposed to do there? Come on.
All right, so I don't know.
Come on.
You're
full of shit.
Of course I am. It was a joke, dumbass.
I just wanted to make my monthly swear on my show. God. I try to stretch my limit on this show and see what I can do and what I can't do.
Celtics honk says Crowder third best player in the NBA.
One of my favorite sayings, Celtics honk. I love it.
All right.
I absolutely love it.
Well, let's honk on into a break and try to gather ourselves. Well, that's a good exercise. We should totally do that sometime.
Yeah. We'll have a 16-hour show.
All right. We'll be marathon show. Back with some former Celtics greats. One.
One great.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, for all you Celtics fans out there who want to leave a message for the gang, the number is 508-731-GGTV. Once again, 508-731-4488. Thanks for tuning in and stay infected.
All right, welcome back. You can find us at redsarmy.com. I don't think we've said this the whole show, so just in case you just in case you've been listening to this show, you stumbled upon on the internet, and you're like, where can I find these guys? Well, you can find us at redsarmy.com. You can find us on Twitter at gangrenetv.
Yep.
We have an Instagram page where we just recently just started updating it again, at gangrenetv.
You can find us on YouTube.
The YouTubes.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. You can give us a call, 508-731-GGTV. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's still connected. Is that disconnected now? Does that go straight to voicemail? How's that working?
I don't know.
No one's picking up anymore. So, In the Hoop, it's an old segment, one of our favorites. Paul Pierce was recently in both Boston papers during the Clippers game saying that Boston is definitely going to get a superstar.
Yeah, someday.
Does he mean himself? Does he still think that he's a superstar?
No, that's not what he meant.
No. Maybe. Remember when he said he could play for like 40 more years?
He was placating the fans.
He meant poker.
He is a
beast. He was placating the fans that will always love him.
Of course. Of course. But you know what? I'll eat that up right away.
He's not going to say anything stupid. He knows that he's like
no, because
he's solidified here.
Listen, after this season with the Clippers, he's going to know Nomar Garciaparra, the Boston Celtics. He's going to have that one-day contract and retire as Celtics.
You know, I was thinking,
you know what? We're going to eat it up. We're going to love it. We're gonna raise his jersey that he's wearing at the time on the rafters.
I don't even care
if he's in it or not.
I was thinking the other day, I don't know why, but probably because my commute's just like a little bit longer now or whatever. Like I was thinking.
So now you have extra time to think about life.
And it was quiet. Like it's like the 30 quiet minutes, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, wouldn't that be funny if like not funny, but like awful funny, whatever you want to say. If like Paul Pierce like said, oh you know what, I'll come back for like one season as a Celtic or whatever. And he got like blew out his knee in like a preseason game, and he's like, now he's like, shit. Now my career's over, and I have to suffer through a knee injury or like the last, you know.
Kurt, I think you need to listen to some happy music on your drive in.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're listening to some dark stuff.
I just kind of like the idea where like you just have that 30 minutes of you by yourself.
Wait, hold on. Side note: they make happy music.
You'd be surprised.
I think I would be, yeah.
There's a song called Happy. It's not good, but it's called Happy.
Okay.
Yeah, but you know what? The happy music makes you want to snap and, like, just punch people in the face, too. So don't worry about it, Kurt. I'm with you on that alone time.
The
drive.
Happiest I ever got with music was the Promise Ring. But then if you listen to it, it's probably not that happy.
What?
Yeah, you got to pay attention.
Yeah.
There's some subtext in those.
Yeah.
Like the Crash Test Dummies, the song? Isn't that a happy song?
I don't know.
I like the Bloodhound Gang. That's happy.
Yeah.
I think. I think it's about right.
Local H?
Wait. Local H.
Bloodhound, is that who let the dogs out? Is that Bloodhound Gang?
No, that's the...
You and me, baby.
Yeah. Who let the dogs out? That's the What's Up Boys. No.
They're all the same to me.
No, what's the name of that band?
Baja Men?
The Baja Men. The What's Up Boys.
No. Yeah. I don't know.
Are you ready to let the dogs out? I'm ready to talk about the Brooklyn Report.
Yeah.
All right. No, but before the Brooklyn Report, let's talk about Golden State just going to demolish this record for the Bulls.
Well, are they going to demolish it? What are they at now? They're going to get it.
They're going to get it. I hope they get it. Let's try something new. I mean, yeah. I love those old Bulls
teams. But it's
going to
be like 71-11.
They're not
going to
demolish it.
It would be 71-9. I'm sorry.
What are they at now? Seven losses?
I think so. I'm looking at
it. And they got, what, five games left?
No, there's 2 weeks left of the
season.
They're
67-7. So
what's the Bulls record? 72-10?
Yeah.
72-10?
They got to win six.
So, I mean...
Well, we could chalk one up in a couple days.
It's a strong possibility. I mean, they're definitely going to get that one against the Celtics. So
they got the they're losing to the Jazz as we're recording right now. But
really?
Not by much.
Yeah, that's not going to last.
They got the Celtics, Trailblazers, Timberwolves, Spurs. Not the Warriors. Grizzlies, Spurs again.
Really?
Yeah, they got the Grizzlies and the Spurs twice.
Did they not play the Spurs at all this year? Because they just played them the other day.
They played them like once early, I remember.
Weird. That's weird.
They have
the scheduling, huh?
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
So they're at what right now?
67-7.
All right. So they got the possibility to win 5 to 6 more games.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You know, which puts them up.
I think it's all going to depend on whether they want to rest. Whether they want to rest,
they're not going to rest because
they want that.
They secretly all want that record.
They say that they don't, but they do.
No, everybody says that they don't want anything, but of course they do.
Yeah,
this is a really weird territory if you take it out of context.
Of course,
and also
supposed to.
That would mean Steve Kerr has both of them, right?
Is he on that 92 team?
I think so.
I forget what teams he was on.
I thought he was in the back end teams.
I thought he was in the
final three.
Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. He might have spanned. He might have done the Jordan absence.
I don't remember.
No.
He hit some big shots for those Jordan teams, though.
It's good. That's true. That's
him
true.
Him and Luke Longley. I just like that name.
Luke Longley.
I just like that name. I take any excuse to say Luke Longley.
That sounds like a sad, sad man. Oh, that's Luke Longley over there. Hey, guys. So, anyways, the Brooklyn Report. Do you want to sing it?
Brooklyn Report.
That song sucks. They're 21-53.
Why are they doing so well?
Because they want to stick it to the Celtics.
We're going to get number 12 pick.
We're going to take that first-round pick and trade it.
Yeah.
The hell with the first-round pick. Let's get rid of it. Let's find out where we drop
it. We should have done it at the trade deadline.
You know what, though? Let's find out where we drop the ping-pong balls. If we get second, F it. Get it out of here. Let's just get rid of it.
We'll take Luke Longley's son.
Yeah. Billy Longley.
Sabonis' son is going to be in the draft, I think.
Yeah.
How about that? Is that good?
Yeah, Sabonis.
Yeah.
It's a Sabonis. It's a name, you know.
It's a bonus. It's a boner.
I think, Steph Curry's son, or Steph Curry's dad was in the NBA.
Del Curry, yes. Jay Crowder's dad was.
Jay
Crowder's
dad.
He wore LA gear, if you remember, when they were in Utah. He got some LA gears.
Yeah. Yep. There's a couple other NBA really good NBA players that had.
Can we have a show where we just talk about old basketball sneakers like LA Gear, Barclays,
British
Knights? Have Quap on.
Oh Jesus, Quap would just school us.
Yeah,
gonna have 35 minutes of Quap just talking about shoes. Actually, I bet you could have a whole show about shoelaces. Got some knowledgeable about.
Where do you buy shoelaces? I need shoelaces.
The shoelace store.
You can go to. Target?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What shoelaces do you need?
If you want to help Stats out, please tweet us at GangreenTV.
I need black dress shoe laces.
Oh, just go to the men's warehouse there, the tux place.
Dexter.
Russo's Tux.
Dexter shoes.
Yeah. Russo's Tux. Broadway Chelsea. Get all your tux needs.
Is he sponsoring us and bringing us Santarpio's?
I hope so. Santarpio's, East Boston, Massachusetts.
I was just going to start throwing out, casting out lines here, just randomly fishing for this stuff.
Anybody.
This has been a long season, and Santarpio's has not been delivered yet.
Magnum condoms, used by none of us. Thank you. All right.
Yeah.
So that's it. Guys, it was a pleasure. I've had a lot of fun today. So next week we're going to
go to a game.
Next week we're not going to be on the show. I'm sorry, everybody out there listening. And we won't be back for another month.
Wait.
The 14th of April will be our next show.
Oh, because you're not around next week.
Right.
Okay.
It's been a tough season, everybody. I want to go ahead and
we're going to have that draft. Maybe we'll call each other and do that draft.
You know, we can easily just do this show over the effing phone.
Okay.
I mean, I know it's fun hanging
out. Why don't
out.
We have this meeting off the air?
No. You get listening to this show, you're going to hear a meeting. You know? The hell with it. Back in season 1 through 8, we used to figure things out on the air.
Sometimes.
Ah, the hell with it.
All right. The hell with it. We're out of here. All right. Thanks for listening.
Uh...